Moments of Melody, the program to put some music in your heart. Ted DeMoss has written an article. People tell me a Christian is someone who lives by the Ten Commandments. Yet I've not met a man who could name three of them. We say we live by a set of ten rules, but don't even know what they are. One man, when asked to name the Ten Commandments, thought and thought, and finally said, "Well, just off the top of my head, the only one I can think of is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Just on the side, that's not one of the Ten Commandments. This ignorance is typical. But even worse, we are unable to keep these commandments. If keeping the Ten Commandments made you a Christian, there would be no Christians. We've broken them all, either in thought, word, or deed. A man once told me that he based his hope for heaven on his 30 years of leading the church choir without pay. When I asked him how that qualified him for heaven, he replied, "Well, I like music, God likes music, so all musicians will be in heaven in my book." When I reminded him that I wasn't a musician and asked how I'd make it, he admitted he really didn't know. Late one night in Cincinnati, I entered an airport limousine and asked the driver if he were a Christian. Unlike most people, he replied no. When I asked him if he were a church member, yes, he was. So then I asked him how it happened he happened to be one and not the other. "Well," he said, "I've been a church member for only 1 year." "How long does it take?" I asked. "It must take more than a year because nothing has happened yet," he answered. Joining a church doesn't make anyone a Christian. Jesus Christ makes the difference. Acts 4:12, "There is no salvation in anyone else at all, for there is no other name under heaven granted to men by which we may receive salvation." It isn't joining, it isn't achieving some personal goal in life, it isn't doing. It's what God has already done through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's what He's done that saves us from sin's power. Very simple, then. A Christian is one who has had all of his sins forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ, and hence would have a place reserved for him in heaven. God made Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might have the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Life in Jesus Christ is eternal. And if you die and miss heaven, you've missed it all. But to all who did receive Him, to those who have yielded Him their allegiance, He gave the right to become the children of God. That's John 1:12. Don't try to work your way into heaven or join your way into heaven. It's a matter of accepting the claims of Christ as the truth. Acknowledge them and ask God in prayer to change your life. Receive Christ by inviting Him to come into your heart, and He'll receive you.